Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Amateur Sports Talk with Coach Allison. Today we're going to be talking about boxing, and we've got some exciting guests on the line. Let's give a quick shout out to our sponsor, AmateurAthletes.com, your online community where athletes can go online and create free profiles to share with the world. So, guys, today we're talking to Francisco Ariello and Chris Young. Hey, Francisco.
Hey,
hey, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing okay. How about yourself?
Hey, how are you doing, Allison?
I'm good. Thanks for asking. So, Francisco, I know you were born in Mexico and you moved to Illinois. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I was born in Mexico, in Guadalajara, Mexico. Came to the United States when about 6 years old. Started boxing about that same age. I got in trouble when I was in school. And that's where my boxing career pretty much started from. I was given a choice, either go to a boxing class and handle my little anger management or get suspended from school. So I took the smart decision and started boxing, and then my career took off from there.
So you did amateur boxing for several years before going pro. Can you tell us a little bit about that experience?
Yeah, most kids started at a very young age, young pros. They start like somewhere between the 10, 11, 12. And you can turn professional at the age of 18. That's the youngest they allowed as far as turning professional, at least in the United States. Other countries, you can start as young as 15, as 14 years old, especially in Mexico City. Young athletes do start professional at that age. So by the time they're 19, 20, if they're very good, possibly they're getting close to fighting someone like for a title fight, such as our current world champion, which is Albert Hello. He turned professional at 15. But when he was 21 and 21, he had won his first world title.
Right. So we also have Christopher Young on the line. And Christopher, you are a certified Florida Association USA boxing official, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
So can you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got started in boxing?
Well, it's a long story, but I'll try to keep it short. But how I got started in boxing, my father taught me how to box. Growing up, I was always small for my size, and I used to get harassed. So my dad bought me a pair of boxing gloves, and I used to, box with my brother and the kids in the neighborhood. Well, we had a next-door neighbor named Paul. He was a boxing enthusiast, and he wanted to start his own club. So we used to go neighborhood to neighborhood, trying to fight the best within the neighborhood. Well, anyways, I did that through high school, and after I graduated from Robinson, I went to the military. Went into the Army and became a combat medic. Well, during downtime, they have these things called boxing smokers. Well, due to a knee injury, I couldn't really compete. I was able to work as a second or help train or work the corners of the soldiers that did fight. So we used to have boxing smokers in Fort Irwin, California, Fort Lewis, Washington, even the South Camp in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt. Well, after I got out the Army, I came and worked for the Department of Veteran Affairs January 2003, which I still employed there. And around about 2010, 2011, some things happened, but I was able to start writing for Boxing News 24 as a part-time contributor, and which led to me writing for Eastside Boxing. Well, I wanted to do more, and I got in contact with USA Boxing to become a certified official and coach. Well, I applied online, did a background check, and I started my first show in Fort Pierce, Florida. But I still wanted to do more, and I saw what they was doing, and I wanted to be involved, so I became a sponsor to Florida Boxing Hall of Fame in 2013, and ever since then I became a sponsor. Butch and Kathy Flansbury does a wonderful, great job in putting these shows together, and part of that gave me an opportunity to do a seminar with legend Brian Gary, who's a Hall of Fame referee and judge himself, And I was able to assist them in a seminar as far as the difference between professional and amateur boxing and come to judge and refereeing. Then the following year, Francisco Areola gave me the opportunity to help play play-by-play to one of the amateur events of last year. So since then, I've been in part for with boxing, and I thank all of them for giving me the opportunity.
Right. That's great. We have someone else on the line. Hello, caller. How are you?
Hello. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. Are you into boxing? Do you do boxing yourself?
Yes. My name is Sixto Suazo, and I'm an amateur boxer competing out of Georgia.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
How can we
switch? So,
do you compete amateur?
I'm sorry?
When you compete on the amateur competitions?
Yes, I do. So, I've been competing in Georgia here since 2012. Currently have like 13 fights under my belt.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, have you been to the Paul Murphy tournament in Atlanta, Georgia?
Absolutely, yes, I have. And I plan on competing in that tournament again this year as well. I think it's coming up sometime in August. They do have one in Florida next week.
Yes, what they do is they have qualifiers now because the tournament has gotten so large that they have to have qualifiers now.
Right.
But that's a
right.
great it's a great tournament out of Atlanta, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And now we compete there probably for the last 5 years out of there. It's a great tournament. It always gets a great turnout for good amateurs. It's a good platform for young fighters to progress in the amateurs in the amateur rankings.
Now, when you say we competed out of there, is this Mr. Areola?
Yes.
Okay. You say did you compete in there, or do you say we? Do you have a team or something?
Yeah, I have a team. I have a team called Legends Boxing Club out of Tampa, Florida, and my kids have competed there.
Okay. And you no longer fight, right? You retired at this point?
Yeah, I retired as a professional back in 2000, and I guess Juan Manuel Marquez was my last fight.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. I watched that fight just recently, actually.
Yeah, that's
Sixto, we'll get back to you in one second. We have another caller on the line. Hold on 1 second. Hey,
okay.
Caller, you're talking to Amateur
Hello?
Sports Talk. How are you?
Hey, how are you doing?
We're doing good.
Good.
You're speaking to Francisco Areola and Chris Young, and I'm Coach Allison. We're talking about boxing. Do you have any questions or comments or anything you'd like to bring up today?
This is Coach Pete. I'm calling from Champs Boxing and Fitness over in Marietta, Georgia. I'm just calling to talk to you guys about boxing game. I work with a few pros and a few amateurs. I've been around boxing all my life. I want to ask you you guys something. I have a pro. I'm turning him pro. I'm definitely going to have to get him signed with somebody because won't nobody fight this kid. Do you have any suggestions or anything I can do? I called every matchmaker I know, and a lot of the promoters, a lot of different promoters and managers been asking me to send him some footage on him and things of that nature. Do you guys got any advice for me, anything that I could do?
There's a good local promoter, Bert Sugar, who also puts Paul Murphy job tournament. He's a good professional promoter in Atlanta. So that's probably a good source to begin out of.
You know what? I'm like not trying to be funny. You know how sometimes when you know your fighter a little bigger than the promoter that, you know, that you speaking of. I know Bert real well, and you know, I've been like Cameron. I didn't talk to Cameron and stuff like that. Everybody want to work with me, but it's about getting with the right person. You know what I'm saying? With him,
absolutely.
With my fighter, yeah, because my son he fight pro. Also Keandre Leatherwood. I work with Brad Solomon. I work with Toriano Johnson. You know, I work with a few fighters, and I know a little bit how the game goes. I'm originally from Cincinnati.
Absolutely.
Ricardo Williams, Aaron Pryor, all of them guys. And I'm just trying to.
Although, yeah.
yeah, it's just frustrating me, you know what I'm saying? Because I really put a good team together here. You know, I got great amateurs and pros, and we travel all over the country anywhere to fight. And it's just like it seems like I'm not getting to where I need to be. I mean, I'm getting as far as the public eye, like they doing Creed Part 2, and one of the actors, they did an Adidas commercial in the gym, and he came in here, you know, and stuff like that. I get all the different celebrities, but I don't want this to be a celebrity gym. You know, I want it to be a fighter's gym. You know, it has a fighter look, a fighter feel, and my fighters can fight. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just trying to see what I can do. It's just tough on one man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm trying to talk to matchmakers, managers, promoters.
You know, I think a good source for you, and maybe just do some research, and maybe you can have Allison give me your phone number. There's a good you can contact one of the main promoters for PBS, which is Fight TV. They put on fights on a regular basis, which is part of NBC.
Uh-huh.
You can contact them. They put on they have a lot of good prospects, fighters. So I think that may be probably even a better source for you.
I wish you could get my number from Miss Allison, because she's wonderful. You know what I'm saying? She's really, really wonderful. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate her today for letting me even, you know, speak to you guys of your stature and everything. And I do plan on taking my gym to the next level. Again, we're Champs Boxing and Fitness, if you guys don't mind me speaking about it. 2350 Ventura Road, Smyrna, Georgia. And, you know, all people are welcome, you know, but you can't – the ones that's welcome is the ones that's willing to work hard. You know what I'm saying? We're not for no fans and no show. We work hard, blood, sweat, and tears in here. You know what I'm saying?
Nice.
Just to piggyback. What you said a while ago, what you're doing as far as putting the video together, I mean, you don't have to, like, hustle hard and just start mailing stuff out to all the promoters. Maybe you have to self-promote your own gym and your own fighter. Because
It's funny you said that. That's what I'm doing right now. Like, I got a investor. He don't know anything about boxing or anything, but he's investing into this kid. So I'm even willing to pay for fights. I mean, people been turning me down. I just went to New York. I don't want to Dallas. I mean, everywhere. You know, I talked to Paulie Ayala. You know, people want to sign him, but the stuff just ain't sounding right. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you're trying to keep us too long. This and that. We want a relationship with you. We want to build with you. But I know certain people can only get you served so far because they ain't connected with the WBC or the WBA. I want somebody that's kind of connected. And the person that I do got, another person that I got who wanted us to come down, he definitely want to sign us and everything. He's in and out the country a lot, and you know it's hard to contact him. I told him we will fly to wherever you at because of this person I got that'll make sure we get wherever we need to go. I told him we'll even fly with him. Just get a couple guys and line them up, and we'll go. This kid is an amateur, y'all. He 168. I'll come anywhere, and you can get anybody with 10 or less fights. I'll let him spar whatever, and I promise you, you're gonna be like, he's gifted. Everybody said, like I'm talking about everybody. And everybody do. I get contracts and stuff, but it ain't right. You know how sometimes when you know it ain't right, and people
it's
just trying to.
It's got to be the right contract.
It got to be the right one. I do want to get with somebody that I can trust. You know, I know people gonna get a little bit out of it, you know, because they got to make money. But let's have a long term goal together. Let's grow old together. You know, we ain't trying to switch up. We trying to go in the house, definitely house, and stay there. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
I'm training.
I must applaud you for doing that because most people in your position will bite at the first contract and won't be good beneficial for the fighter or his team. So that you're not desperate and look for what's going to be the best advantageous for your whole team because this first step can make or break his or her career. So you're already way ahead of the game.
Right, and that's all I'm trying to do.
Send me an email, and I can get you in touch with Francisco.
Okay. That's exactly what I would like to do. That's exactly what I would like to do. And thank you guys, Allison. You are wonderful. And thank you so much
for allowing
me the privilege and the honor to talk to these men. I really appreciate you guys, and I'm going to send Allison all of my contact info. She has my number, and you guys get it. And get in touch with me because I need some guidance. You know, I don't know everything.
Nice.
So you guys can help me.
We're more than happy to do that for you.
Most definitely.
Okay.
And thank you so much.
All right. Thank you for calling
in.
We appreciate it.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.
All right. And we have another caller. Sixto, are you still there?
Yes, I am here.
All right. So can you tell us a little bit about how you even got involved in boxing and maybe get some advice from Francisco and Chris on where you're headed?
Okay, well, I guess I was always into boxing. I used to watch it a lot, but, you know, I grew up in the Bronx, New York, and, you know, my main focus was kind of just getting my education. My mother didn't have a lot of resources to take care of us, so definitely joining the gym and paying for them was out of the question. So, you know, I kind of went through life. I graduated from college, and I was here, and I went to college here in Atlanta. And after graduating, I was homeless for a time, and I was going through certain things. And I lived right across the street from a boxing gym. And then I just thought about it, and I said, you know, I always did want to box, you know. And the way my life was going, you know, I needed something. I needed a change. I needed some kind of outlet. So, you know, I stepped in that gym. I signed up, and the rest has been history. I've been I've trained for a year before I started competing in amateurs. And my first gym was Knuckle Up Fitness here in Atlanta, but of course that's not an actual boxing gym. They cater more to MMA fighters. So from there I moved over to Delgado Boxing here in Sandy Springs, and I've been at Delgado for about 4 or 5 months now, and I've had like 6 or 7 amateur fights since I've been there. And so basically, you know, I was just looking for that strong foundation, a strong gym with good coaches, people who know the boxing world, who know what they're doing, who can guide me. You know, my goal is to become a professional fighter and, you know, continue and hopefully, you know, win a WBC, WBA championship title. So that is my goal. So basically right now, I mean, I'm really not looking that far ahead. Right now all I focus is on when's the next fight and about, you know, doing the best I can, learning as much as I can and winning those fights. Like I said, I've had like seven straight winning streak now. My next fight will be this Friday in Athens. So, you know, basically I'm just focused, man. I'm just trying to get into as much tournaments as possible to gain that experience. And once I feel comfortable, you know, start looking into going pro.
Right.
But like I said, I don't really know much about the boxing world. I don't know who it is I need to be speaking to, what it is I need to be looking out for, you know, things like that. You know, right now I'm just focused on winning my fights.
Yeah, well, I mean, you have to do your homework. You got to find out who's who in the business, and that's important because you have to get to know who the promoters are, who are the matchmakers. Those are the people you need to contact. Right now there's three main forces where there's Top Rank, there's Golden Boy, and then there's Al Hyman. Those are the guys that you want to look at who works underneath them as far as like matchmakers, promoters. So those are the guys. Remember, those guys you see at the very top at the world title fights. There's a lot of people underneath that. And, you know, so the good fighters eventually will surface to the top. There is a lot of fights and promoters that they do work with those guys. So you want to get someone who's really connected with that type of network. They can eventually get you, you know, you're on a winning streak, and they can get you up to the top. As long as you're performing, they're going to perform for you, and that's important. Again, you know, you have to do your homework and find out who's going to work best for you and who is who, because there's a lot of good people in boxing, but there's also a lot of people that you don't want to deal with, just like any other business.
Right.
Well, Sixto, we have some other callers, so I'm going to let you run real quick. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Not a problem.
Hey, caller, you are calling into Amateur Sports Talk with Coach Allison. How are you? Hello? You're calling in for Sports Talk with Coach Allison. How are you?
Yes, this is DeMichael Harris from Champs Boxing and Fitness over here in Sparta, Georgia.
Hey, how are you? We're speaking to Francisco Ariello and Chris Young. Do you have any questions or comments, stories, anything you'd like to discuss today?
Yes, ma'am. I do want to tell a story about my gym. Basically,
okay.
I've been working with Coach Pete Crumpley for about 3-4 months now.
Okay.
And, you know, he's taught me everything. And I only have one amateur fight, which I won. And, he loved the kids. He loved us. He treated us like family. Every time we come in, he teaches us everything that we know. And when I came in, I didn't know too much about boxing. Now I'm at the point where I can beat guys with over 20 fights easily. And I just wanted to let everybody know that Champs Boxing and Fitness is the best gym in Georgia to come to.
Well, I still appreciate that shout out.
Yeah.
So what part of Georgia is it?
Smyrna.
Smyrna?
Smyrna.
Okay. He said Smyrna. Okay. Yes, Smyrna, Georgia.
Oh, Smyrna. Okay.
Sir, let me ask you this question.
Okay.
Yes.
When you, before you found this gym, how many gyms did you went to before you found this one?
I was at 2 other gyms.
So what made you choose that gym?
Like I said, he treated us like family, and he's really a great boxing coach. Other coaches weren't teaching me the things that he teaches me now. He just, you know, he really works with me one-on-one. I come in the morning at 9 a.m., and I don't leave until we close, which is at 8 o'clock. And he worked
wow.
with me from the morning to the night. Yeah.
You just said a key word. You said the word teacher. There's a lot of trainers in the boxing game, but there's only a very, very few teachers. And it's like you got a winning combination, because a lot of fighters, when they go to that, when they find a gym, they'll say they have like some type of sense of excitement or anticipation when they fight right into it. And it seemed like that you on your mat.
Yeah, I'm very dedicated, you know, to my craft. You know, he's dedicated to our craft as well. So we work nonstop.
Well, thank you for calling in, caller. We have another caller on the line.
All right, thank you. All right.
Thank you.
You're calling Amateur Sports Talk. This is Coach Allison.
How you doing, Coach Allison? This is Big Beasy down here at Champs Boxing and Fitness in Smyrna.
How are you?
I'm doing all right. How you doing?
I'm doing good. We're here with Francisco Ariello and Chris Young, and we're talking about boxing, advice for amateurs, and any other stories that we can have. So what do you got for us?
Well, I recently just signed up at Champs Boxing and Fitness probably a couple weeks ago. Pete Crumley is just he's one of the guys or coaches you can meet that actually takes the craft and the art of boxing very seriously. And if you're serious about, you know, wanting to box like I am, you know, I just found it's a great place to be and him a great guy to be around.
So what made you decide to get into boxing?
I'm originally from Detroit, Michigan. So coming from a hard background, a hard life, you know, I kind of been fighting all my life. You said what, Jim?
From Crunk Jim, Detroit.
Oh, yeah, I grew up down the street from Crunk Gym, you know, doing a lot of James Lights Out Tony, Tommy the Hitman Hearns, even Buster Douglas, you know, back in those days.
Mm-hmm. So that's back in the 80s.
Say that again, please.
Back in the early 80s, I mean mid-80s, early 90s?
Yeah, you know, I grew up around boxing, yeah, early 80s, early 90s.
Yeah, that's a heyday of boxing. A lot of good fighters on that time.
It is. A lot of not just good fighters, but, you know, a lot of tough people come from the Midwest and the northern region of the world just because of the lifestyles that they have to live. You know, fighting for some people is the only way out. And for me, you know, at this stage in my life, you know, to me, fighting is the only way for me to get out as well.
Yeah. Well, you know, they said, you know, boxing is a poor man's sport. You know, it's for a lot of us, that's the way out.
it's not just, you're right, it's not just a way out, but it also teaches character, you know. It instills mental principles and morals, you know, because as a man, you know, the first thing you should learn how to do is to protect yourself, you know, not by means of picking up guns or weapons, but, you know, the weapons that you have, yeah, the best weapons that you have are attached to your body. And the strongest one is the one in your head.
There you go.
Absolutely.
That is true. That's true. Well, thank you so much for calling in, caller. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you all, and y'all have a wonderful day.
Bye.
You too. Thank you.
All right, so we are, oh, we have another caller on the line, so let's answer this call. Hey, caller, you're calling Amateur Sports Talk with Coach Allison. How are you today?
I'm all right. How are you?
Good, and what is your name?
My name is Joshua, the infamous Flanagan, coming from Chance Boxing and Fitness.
Hey, Joshua, do you have any questions for Francisco or Chris?
Not really. No, not really. I'm in here. I'm just in the gym working right now. Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Yes, ma'am. I'm in the gym right now. Been here since 11 this morning.
Are you an amateur or professional?
I'm an amateur, professional. I'm an amateur.
So you went to the Paul Murphy tournament this summer?
Yeah, I went to the Paul Murphy tournament this past one, yeah. I won, of course.
There's one coming up again back in June.
In June?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, you can expect me there, too?
Great. Yeah, we'll be there.
I'm coming for all the belts, all the amateurs at 141.
Nice.
Hey, can I ask you a question real quick?
Sure.
Who did you look up to the most as far as maybe inspiration to become a boxer?
Who did I look up to the most?
You
got, it's a lot of guys. You got Floyd Mayweather. Of course, he's the top guy. Then you got Roy Jones Jr.
Okay.
Roy Jones is probably my favorite if it's not Floyd, man, because, you know, he was the guy to fight anybody, wasn't scared of going up or down in weight. You know, if you look at today, it's more, you know, political and, you know, it's a lot of politics in the sport. So those would be the guys, though, Floyd and Roy Jones Jr., definitely my top two.
So if you had to describe your style of boxing, whose style would you compare it to for, like I said, for the fighters that are either active or retired?
Usually people call me Lil Money, but I would think Sugar Ray Leonard, definitely.
Okay.
You know, his volume, the style he brings to the ring is just crazy. He's another one of those guys I look up to and watch all the time, you know.
Most definitely. I respect.
Yeah, great speed, good power, and just very smart in the ring.
Absolutely. But that's the main thing my coach teach me, you know. It's really not about the power and the speed, you know. It's about the knowledge. You know, you beat speed with Tommen, so.
Yeah.
You know, I got the best coach in the game teaching me the fundamentals and the stuff that was taught way back, you know, keeping me grounded.
Right. And I think that's something that's important, you know, is to make sure that you are at a good gym and you have a good coach.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. That's why I'm grateful, you know.
Well, thank you.
I've been to a lot of gyms.
Yeah. Right. Well, thank you for calling in, caller. I appreciate it.
Oh, yes, ma'am. You all have a good day, okay?
Are you too, Sam?
All right, you too.
All right. Again. All right.
So if you're just listening in, we are talking to Francisco Ariello and Chris Young about boxing. This is Amateur Sports Talk with Coach Allison. If you'd like to call in and ask questions, give advice, or tell your story, please call in to 516-531-9649. So what advice do you have to amateurs in the sport trying to go to pro? What should they do? How should they get started?
Well, for me, they should know why they want to be a boxer. Okay, if you're just doing it for, you know, something to do, then this sport is not for you. If you're serious about the sport, then what you should do, you should try to find your boxing club, like a Legends Gym. You know, that's affiliated with a national boxing organization that has a reputation of training fighters. You can also ask around a bit, you know, see who has the best reputation as far as within that area. or sometimes maybe an unbiased person can give you some advice. Talk to a trainer. You know, the trainer at the gym, he or she will be able to explain the hours of operations, you know, the fees, methods of training. Because a lot of times the person who is the coach or the trainer was a fighter himself at some point of his life. Right. Ask questions, you know, recommend what type of training. What else would you consider, Mr. Areola?
Well, there's three things. You know, you got to put dedication and you put your heart into it. I think if you put those things together, you know, those are probably one of the basic things. If you wanted to be a fighter, you know, this is a sport that it's an unforgiving sport.
Exactly.
If you don't take it serious, it will remind you of that every time.
Right.
So.
All right, we have a caller on the line. Yeah. Hey, caller, you're calling Amateur Sports Talk. How are you?
Hello, how are you? I want to call back again and say something to you guys.
Okay.
Yes.
I love what you guys are doing. Do you know how much this is going to help the young and the youth? You guys are really setting the first step for these kids. And I wish that y'all would talk more about boxing. Bring boxing back to life like it used to be. Bring it back, guys.
Yeah.
Bring it back.
Do you remember a time in the 80s when amateur boxing was on live TV?
Yeah, they don't do it like they used to do it. I remember when it used to be on live TV. I remember all of that, but we don't do it like we used to. And you know what? All of these belts, we need to get rid of all of these belts and bring boxing back. Let them fight for just one belt. Let's just see. That way fighters can't run from fighters. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
All this running.
Because that is one belt.
Right. I wish it was just one belt, though. Because you know what I think, and I ain't trying to be funny or disrespect the man. Floyd's a great fighter or whatever, but I think he messed the game up with boxing because I believe that, you know, he ran from a lot of fighters, too. You know what I'm saying? I
agree.
Yeah. So some of them, like, I was wondering why he didn't fight Vernon Forrest, why he didn't fight Paul Williams. You know what I'm saying? He could have fought them guys.
Yeah.
Why didn't he fight them? Come on now. You know why.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? And they need to stop that. It seems like money rules everything. It rules the fact, you know, of what we do. And, you know, if you with the WBC, all of that, you know, they, you know, it's just crazy. Yeah. It just seems like it's
that's political.
Yeah.
You know, just what's going on right now with the fight between Canelo and Triple G.
Yeah.
You know, that's
Triple
a mess
G, like,
right now.
Like, Canelo's scared to fight Triple G. Now, I don't care what they say. Canelo don't want to fight Triple G. I love Canelo as a fighter, as a person and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he just don't want to fight Triple G. He says it's not the time. But what is Canelo, 40-something and one? I mean, when would you know the right time? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to get you any better. Plus, he's young right now, so I think, you know, he's at the peak of his youth. I think that's, you know, right now is the time to fight him. You don't fight him 2 or 3 years from now. You fight him now. Canelo's been a world champion for probably about 4 years now since he won his first world title. So,
and it's like
he's
scared. I don't understand because Canelo really can fight. He can punch my son,
yeah.
Keandre Leatherwood was in camp with him. And he said that Canelo can really punch. And, you know, I think that what's it called would be a perfect fight for him. Because Triple G stands right there. My son say Canelo, it seems like he have a harder time hitting a moving target than he does with somebody in front of him. He got good defense to me, you know, so why would he be scared to take that chance? You know what I'm saying?
I don't think it's all marketability. When you have a fighter at Canelo's caliber, he's not afraid to lose. I understand Triple G is 33 years old, okay? Most fighters, they're on the downside of their career after age 32 because of wear and tear. So he will fight him when he may see a chink in his armor. So that way I can say I have this man's name on my resume. And going back to what you said earlier about Floyd, I wrote an article 2 years back about the greatest prize fighter in the world is not the greatest fighter ever.
Right.
Now, nobody has made as much money as Floyd. you know,
right.
And he's banking on that about the pay-per-views and the money sales. Well, there was a heavyweight one time that made $300 million, Iron Mike Tyson. But
right.
I'll tell you right now, on your boxing historians, Mike Tyson don't make the top 10 for the greatest heavyweight of all time. So who did you fight? Did you fight the people in your prime, in your best weight class? Because if I'm at the table and I can pick who I want to choose who to fight, then I'm not fighting the best. I mean, I love Andre Berto, but seriously, Andre Berto, and I love Andre Berto, but
yes,
all Keith Thurman, Sean Porter, you know, you pick Andre Berto. I mean, once again, I love the dude, but out of everybody who deserved that fight, I'm sorry.
You're right. You're right. Let me ask you something. You think
okay.
Keith Thurman would have gave him a better fight than Berto?
Yes.
Absolutely.
I spoke to Keith Thurman last November in Fort Pierce, and
yeah.
he was talking, and he's very smart dude about saving
very
his money
on.
And all that type of stuff. He said when he trains, no matter who he's fighting, he trains for Floyd Mayweather, his defensive style and all of that. He said because he sees him, you know, and if he's been trying to get Floyd out of retirement and trying to get him before he fade or not, but it's just he wants Floyd, but. And they both have the same advisor, Al Haymon.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, he has Leonard Ellerbe, but Al Haymon, you know, runs the show.
Right.
So
it's just crazy how the game is. Y'all know the game changed,
yeah.
Man. Like, these guys picking and choosing who they fight, the WBC, BA, they allowing this shit. Excuse me from cursing on live radio, but it just don't make no sense. You know what I'm saying? Like Keith Thurman and Porter. I knew both of those kids since they were young. I'm like I say, I'm from Ohio. I knew Porter since he was like 9. I knew Keith since he was 11. I knew Ben Getty, who used to train him.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And them two fighting, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be fireworks. Because, you know, Porter fought 65 ever since he was like 14 years old. He used to be a football player. You know what I'm saying? And then he turned into this. See, he wasn't coming up. Yeah, coming up, he wasn't the better one because he had a brother, Kenny, Big Kenny, and he was the best one, you know, back then. You know, his brother was, but him and the dad couldn't see eye to eye. So, you know how stuff split ways and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I just wish boxing would get a little more serious. And they talking about Floyd fighting McGregor. Come on, man, an MMA guy against Floyd.
That's a joke.
Yeah, that's a joke.
You get McGregor killed.
Yeah, man. But did you see that they're posting it? They said that it's supposed to happen.
Yeah,
you know, Floyd said he ain't coming unless he get what 9 figures, 12 figures, whatever he said.
Yeah,
so,
9 figures. Yeah.
Yeah. So if it does happen, that man getting $100 million or more. You know what I'm saying? This stuff getting out of hand, man. Boxing is getting out of hand. Ain't nobody fighting nobody.
Yeah.
People scared to fight. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting tired of this, man. How about Kell Brook over there? You like him? Why nobody ain't fighting Kell?
No, because I believe boxing is a split market.
Right.
What I think should happen, they should have one boxing union. As
right.
As far as one person in control, and you fight the fight. Because not comparing MMA, but Dana White, he hears
right.
the people, listen to the people. You know, if that's the fight you want, I guarantee you within that year, that's the fight you're going to get. And they have no – they're not going to duck each other. You have to
right.
fight the fight. Over here, you can – if I can guide my career, I can be undefeated as well.
Right.
But what I'm going to give props to Keith Thurman and Sean Porter, they're not afraid to let that zero go. They dare.
No, they ain't afraid.
So I applaud that, especially because they're young, they're hungry. The other individuals, you know, it's not like how it was back in the 80s when you had Wilfred Benitez, you had Roberto Duran, Thomas, Tag, Leonard. You know, they dared to be great. You know, they fought each other. You know,
what do you guys think about Terrence Crawford?
Oh, he's the truth.
Terrence Crawford's a great, very good fighter.
How about the young kid from Dallas, the Southpaw? What's his name? Just knocked out, what's the kid name from Dallas? The Southpaw tall.
Oh, you talking about that? The brothers? The two brothers?
Not the brothers, the other kid. Hey guys, what's that kid name from Dallas, 147? Errol Spence. What do you guys think about Errol Spence?
Errol Spence is he's someone to be reckoned with in the future.
Yes.
Very good fighter.
Yes, he's a very, very talented kid. I like to see him, you know, brush up against somebody with a similar talent, if you will. I mean, no knock against Chris Algieri, but he can't but be great. You know,
how about Errol Spence
and Keith
Thurman?
That's a great performance.
What do you think, Errol Spence and Keith Thurman?
Ooh. Well, I think Errol Spence still has a little bit more time before he goes on the same level as
yes, give him 5 to 7 fights.
Give him a year and a half. Because I think Errol Spence is still coming up. I remember him as in the amateurs. The first time I saw him was at the Olympic trials in 2012. And I thought he's an amazing athlete.
Yeah. Okay, so, what do you think about last question I got, guys, because I'll talk your head off. What do you guys think about Adrian Broner? I knew him since he was 10. What do y'all think about him?
I think Broner's very talented. I just think he puts his foot in his mouth a lot.
Because
as far as talent, that he puts his foot in his mouth a lot.
Right.
What I
means
think
he, but he's a very talented fighter.
Yeah, Adrian Broner is a very, very talented fighter, but he, for some reason, he can't see the future. Because, like you said, his mouth is going to talk him way out of more money after boxing. He has to be able to see life after boxing. Because
wow.
That company that may want to, let's say, want you to endorse their product, I can't have this foolishness on my TV. Because you are affected certain races in this game as it is. You know, and that street stuff, leave it in the streets. Okay? I mean, you keep getting in and out of trouble. Once again, great talented. But I don't want him end up being, no disrespect, somebody like a Zab Judah. You have all that potential, but your head's not on straight. It's time to grow up.
What you think about Robert Easton Jr.?
Who?
Robert Easton Jr., the one that he signed with Al, too. And he be with Adrian and them. He in their camp. Robert Easton Jr.
I mean,
yeah.
He like 135, 16, 6'1". There's so many young kids out here that's going to be good, but I think the reason why a lot of American fighters, and I don't care if you're black, white, whatever, Spanish, whatever, I think the reason why a lot of us American fighters lose fights because they done lost the training ethics now. They want to do all this fancy pad work and this and that. I don't believe that. I'm old school. You know what I'm saying? We work hard in here. You can't even come in my gym. When they first come, you either going to run or wind sprints before you even do anything. You know, we stretch first. Run and wind sprints. Every day is like camping here. You know what I'm saying? I make these kids work hard. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
I don't even let you might laugh. Y'all might laugh and say, yeah, whatever. You can't be like that. Mm. I don't even let no bums. Like, people who be playing, I call them bums. If you just come in there playing and don't want to work, I put them out. I make them, they really wing themselves out because when I put them in there to spar, they usually don't come back. And some of them you got to get to take a butt whooping and come back.
Absolutely. I understand that. I run a boxing gym, so yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Where are you located?
I'm in Tampa, Florida. I own Legends Boxing Club.
Yeah,
I'd like to come down and visit.
I like to come down and visit because I used to come down to St. Pete and all of that, you know.
Awesome.
Cunningham,
yeah.
Gym, and all them.
Yeah, listen. So we have a boxing event coming up on June 20th. It's called a Boxing Hall of Fame Fight Night. And so, you know, ask Allison to give us your number. Or give you my number and then give me a call. We'd love to put some of your fighters on our card. If we have more than 20 fighters, then we'll run two shows. We'll run one in the morning, one in the afternoon.
Okay, is that
just
a pro-am or just amateur?
That's strictly amateur.
Okay. We coming. I'm coming.
Yeah.
Off of
what?
Well, that would be a great opportunity for them and for any other amateurs that are listening in. If you need more information about that, you can contact us and we'll give it to you. So what is the difference between amateurs and pros? How do you get to that point?
When
it's night and day.
Go ahead, guys. I'm sorry. I talked too much. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. No. Well, to me, boxing, there's two different – they look the same, but they're not. The rules seem to be somewhat familiar. As the amateur pro, you kind of tend to let you be a little bit rougher. You know, the rounds, you do longer rounds. But yeah, it's a little bit different. The rules are different.
Even the the scoring is different. You know, like when you
yes.
watch professional boxing, you know, the winner gets a 10 and the loser gets a 9. Well, in an amateur, we have the range to do a 10-9, 10-8, 10-7, and 10-6, and I'll explain the difference. When you have a 10-9 round in amateur boxing, it's when you have a very, very, very close round. It could go either way. So you score that round a 10-9. When you score a round a 10-8, you know there's a clear winner. There's no doubt about it. The guy in the red corner won. When you have a 10-7, that's when one boxer was totally dominant. I mean, basically mud scrape the dude. You rarely see a 10-6. If you see a 10-6, the guy's completely overmatched. The referee should have stopped it by then.
You should have stopped the fight before that. Yes, absolutely.
Yes, because when I'm in the ring, safety's first. I don't care what it is. I don't care who's an 8-year-old. I don't care the 35-year-old. You know, basically I have your life in my hands, and I'll be doggone that I'm going to let a fight go too far to the point that you can't provide for your family, or you won't be able to finish school, or you won't come out with your faculties in order, you know. And if I have
Absolutely.
To tell the guy or the woman, I said, sir, and I say, son, you did a good fight, you know, you can come back some other time, it's okay. Sometimes they'll cry because they train so hard to get to this point, you know. So, and besides the difference between a professional and amateur, one's getting paid and one is not.
Okay, that is true. Right, which that's a big difference. So what outlets can some of these amateurs take to get themselves out there and really put their fights or what they're doing out for the public to see?
Well, if they have a loved one or a girlfriend or a boyfriend, they can have them videotape their fights. And I've seen this all the time, and they'll put it on YouTube. And not saying it'll be a YouTube sensation, but somebody's going to watch it. And you don't know who's going to watch it, and you might be an overnight sensation or the first caller when he's trying to get his fighter recognized. That might be one way of doing it, you know.
Right. Exactly. And also our sponsor, you know, amateurathletes.com, that's what they do, is you can make profiles and videos on their site and get your stuff out there. So any outlet like that, like you said, videotaping your fight is always a huge way to get your stuff out there.
Yeah. Was it a good exposure?
I think with the pro and amateur thing, with me, my concept, I think that you can get an elite amateur with headgear on. As soon as they take that headgear off and put them little 10s and 8s on, it seems like their whole ball game changed, a lot of them. You know, when they
Absolutely.
Put them smaller gloves on, I'm telling you, I done seen a lot of them then went from a monster to straight to a poodle. Get hit with them 10s and them 8s.
Run away.
Yeah, they'll run away.
Oh, yeah.
Like, thank you guys for giving us all the experience and teaching me things that I didn't know either. I'm always trying to soak up knowledge like a sponge. So thank you guys. And I'm gonna continue to listen, so you can just keep me on hold because I want to learn everything I can.
All right, well,
guys.
Thank you for calling in.
Okay.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
And give me your article because I want to read all of your stuff so I can, you know, post it up on my Facebook and IG page as well.
Not a problem. Give me your email address.
Okay. PJ.
And
PJ.
Crumpley. Crumpley.
All right.
The number 11 at
right.
gmail.com.
Okay. You'll have it after the show.
Okay. I want it because I'm going to post it everywhere.
And,
all the articles. Yeah,
thank you so much.
Okay.
And as far as me, you can just Google me, and you can it'll pop up for you, Francisco Arreola.
So Francisco, what do you have coming up next?
The only thing, I mean, I have an amateur show coming up, June 24th. I also have one of my fighters fighting on Spike TV, which is PVC. On June 12th, a very, very well-known son of a former world champion fighter, Christian Camacho, will be fighting on PVC on June 12th. And so if anyone gets a chance, he's a very exciting young prospect to look at. He has the same speed as his father, you know, a lot of
wow.
the cockiness, the same thing. So,
and can anyone sign up to be part of your events, or is it too late?
No, absolutely. They can they can contact me, or they can contact Kathy Flansburg for the Florida Boxing Hall of Fame, and she can send me the information. And like I said, we're going to have about 20 bouts. We like to have as many fighters as possible. We're in the process of possibly turning this into an annual boxing tournament. They will probably run 3 days and maybe have prelims during the previous month. And maybe we'll run the finals on the day like on the 24th to 25th, the weekend of the Hall of Fame.
But I also
right.
want
so what about you, Chris? Do you have anything coming up that you'd like to tell anyone about?
No, but I do want to speak more about the Florida Boxing Hall of Fame induction weekend and the boxing event.
Okay.
I encourage every boxer, if you can participate in this event, do it. I know fighters go for the Golden Glove, the Silver Glove, the Pan American, but I believe this right here is the Super Bowl of all events. This is the reason why. You can have legends, people you watched on tape, people you watched on TV, you know, people that you grew up, you know, you admired. It's going to be sitting in the audience, coming to watch you, to perform, to display your skill. I mean, because like last year, we had Tony TNT Tucker in the crowd. We may have Irene Barkley coming to the crowd. We have had Tyrone Booz. What's the guy's name? Nate Campbell. I mean, you don't know who will show up, but there's somebody that's always there. And to be able to sit there and say, you know what, he was there at my fight. Win or lose, you have to come to this event. Because last year, we were sold out. I was helping, and my lady was helping do tickets at the door. We ran out of tickets, okay, and we still had a line. So we had to use pieces of paper, no lie, use pieces of paper, and the people who came in afterwards, it was like standing room. It was that full. We were not expecting we expected big, but not that big. So
right. Yeah,
I mean,
and that's what we're going to be probably in the process of turning that to a weekend tournament, because we have so many athletes and so many people want to see the event.
Because you can buy your tickets at the door, or you can order online on FloridaBoxingHallOfFame.com. The event's going to be held at the Intercontinental Hotel at 4800 West Kennedy Boulevard, Tampa, Florida, 33609. If you want to participate as one of the fighters, the weigh-in's at noon. Okay? Trust me, you don't come at 12:01 or 12:02. Once the weigh-in starts, you got 2 hours. So we strongly advise you, please come on out. You won't regret it. I guarantee it.
And so people can sign up at the event, or does it need to be pre-registration only?
We prefer pre-registered only, because like last year we ran out of tickets, and we took if there's any room left over, people came in and gave money. But pre-register, if you want to get in, pre-register, you know. And the show also starts at 8 p.m. So, I mean, every year it gets bigger and better. Trust me. I mean, I've been there since 2013. And ever since then, I mean, how are they going to top next year? I always ask them, how are you going to top next year? And they always do. Because Butch and Kathy do a fantastic job. Not only Butch and Kathy, I mean, Steve Canton, Bob Alexander, John Dodano, Enrique Insensosa, Dr. Mel Geraldo. I mean, they all do a fantastic job in putting these events together. And trust me, it takes about a year to put this type of event together for a three-weekend induction. So please come out.
And so you can be any level of amateur. It doesn't matter if you're just starting out or more experienced.
Doesn't matter.
Absolutely.
Because we will try to match. We'll match you according to your weight, age, and record. So if you're a novice, you'll fight a novice. And if you're open, you'll fight an open fighter. An open fighter is any fighter that's great, have more than 5 bouts. So, I mean, just trust me. And last year we streamed live for around the world. You know, so you'll be able to have your fight seen by whomever, or possibly millions of people around the world. You know,
right.
Matter of fact, the year that Aaron Pryor got inducted, we was having breakfast, and he said to me that this Florida Boxing Hall of Fame, how they run things, how the professionalism and how everything looked, is better than International Boxing Hall of Fame. I'm like, wow. I said, are you serious? He said, yes. I went and told Mr. Flansbury. I'm like, that's a humongous compliment. I mean, heck, even Harold Letterman came here the last 3 years. HBO's Harold Letterman came down here for the last 3 years. You know, so we doing something right. They doing something right.
Right, and it's a great opportunity for anyone that is an amateur. If you're listening in, this would be a great event for you to attend, the Boxing Hall of Fame tournament, and you can get that information. Like Chris said, Chris, can you give them that information one more time?
Go to www.floridaboxinghalloffame.com. You know, you can register for the whole weekend or just a particular event, but I encourage you, come down for the 3-day weekend. I'm telling you, you don't want to miss it. And I believe they're going to have seminars on Saturday morning. I believe Byron Gary's doing a seminar as far as judging and refereeing as well.
Right.
But I have something for
you. So, is there any last minute advice y'all have?
Well,
do you have any last minute advice for any amateurs?
Well, I would give the individual, you know, who wants to get into boxing, you know the history of boxing. Don't get in there, you know, and the only boxer you can tell me about is Floyd Mayweather. I mean, boxing goes back hundreds of years, you know, and also stay in school. You know, you should always have a backup plan. You know, not everybody can become a Muhammad Ali or Floyd Mayweather. As you know, Mayweather did not finish high school. Stay in school, stay out of trouble, and learn discipline. You know, if your coach or your teacher or your parents say you do something, just go ahead and do it. Do not try to get in the in crowd. Be different. You know, it will pay off in the long run. Trust me.
What about you, Francisco? You got any last-minute advice for amateurs listening in?
Yeah, I mean, if this is what you want to do, you have to give it 100%. You know, as a former world champion and as a former amateur boxer with over 200 amateur fights, you know, you got to give 100% into what you love. You know, it will give you everything that you give into it. But also, if you don't give what it needs, it will remind you each and every time. Boxing is a very unforgiving sport. Trust me. Been there, done that.
Right.
Also, before we, I don't know if we're about to wrap up, but I want to give a shout out to AFGE, our local union. I also want to give a shout out to AFGE Local 547. Make sure that we do take care of our veterans and we do take care of our employees. Also, fighters, also boxers, also remember, good fighters is from neck down, great fighters is from neck up.
That's right.
And is there any, what about training? Like, how many days do you think is important to train?
I mean, the average fighter trains probably 6 days a week. Training is important, but it's also is resting. And the proper nutrition is also very crucial. You have to eat right. You got to sleep right. So, you know, it's a very balanced sport, just like anything else. It requires you to rest. It requires you to eat right and to train right.
Correct.
So it's a very balanced sport.
Also,
right.
A lot of boxers or the fighters have to be able to do a lot of work on their own. And they have to have the integrity and the fortitude to be able to train on their own. At the same time, if there's a fight coming up, some of these fighters who don't know how to train properly burn themselves out in the gym. So when it comes to fight time, they have enough to give. So they should have a trainer that can know when his fighter is about to peak. Now, if he's peaking too fast, know how to slow him down. But you have to get to know your fighter, and the fighter has to get to know his trainer.
Right. Well, if you've been listening in, we've been talking about boxing with Francisco Ariello and Chris Young. So thank you guys so much for coming in and giving so much wonderful advice to our amateurs. And amateurs, if you're listening in, there's some great advice on here. You can check out the Hall of Fame tournament coming up. You can also visit amateurathletes.com and make your own free profile to get your information out there. There are so many outlets, also getting in a great gym like we talked about and making sure that you're doing some training and keeping your head in the game. So thank you so much for listening to Amateur Sports Talk with Coach Allison, and we'll talk to you next time.
All right. Take care, guys.
Thank you, Francisco. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for having us. Thank you.